AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI, back with Jake Hutt. Jake is a fitness advocate and a client manager at Rejuve Medical, rejuvemedical.com. Jake, thanks for having me back in here. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today.
Yes, we do. Thanks for having me.
Okay, first off, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day is going to be here. You have some limited hours at Rejuve, but what are they?
They're going to be from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. with our base camp classes, and the classes are going to be free for anybody. So okay. If anybody's looking to get a quick workout in, if their current facility is not going to be open on Thanksgiving, we will be, and it's free to the public.
All right. If they are not able to make it, if they are just absolutely jammed, I mean, Thanksgiving takes a lot of time to cook the perfect meal, right? What are some things that we can keep on the front burner, not on the back burner, on the front burner when it comes to calorie intake, maybe making sure that we don't turn into some comatose overeating person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, portion control.
Yeah.
You know, stay away from the desserts if you can. Some of the obvious cliche things that you may think of, but we don't really take to heart too much until after the fact, and then we're regretting it when we're unbuttoning our pants. But
yeah.
Portion control, overdo it with the protein. You know, have as much turkey, ham as you want. That's not going to be a bad thing for you.
Okay. Why are desserts so bad?
Carbs.
Sugar.
Carbs and fats, you know, the things that cause inflammation in our bodies. There's just a lot of empty calories. You want to try to have well-balanced meals and food intake, and usually dessert is mostly just sugars and fats, so lack of protein.
Okay, let's talk about that inflammation. I know we touched on that a couple of weeks ago. What happens in the body to cause that inflammation? What may I be introducing? What may I be eating or drinking that would cause some inflammation?
Sure. There are certain macronutrients and micronutrients that can stimulate your body to create inflammation. Now, inflammation isn't necessarily a bad thing. It does serve a very important purpose in your body, but most of the time we tend to get too many of these foods that cause this type of inflammation, and then it triggers more of an ache and a pain or a headache or not feeling very well. And some of those foods would be grain-based carbohydrates, so things that are made from wheat, things that are made from corn. Some other foods would be dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt, not eggs. We're thinking more so of the lactose-based dairy products, and then sugars and artificial sweeteners. So your white sugar, brown sugar, the no-calorie sweeteners, aspartame, sucralose, those cause an inflammatory response in your body that triggers as more of an ache and a pain.
All right, folks, think about that stuff, okay? And then think about Rejuve Medical, rejuvemedical.com. Functional medicine. What is functional medicine? I'd never heard this term before.
So functional medicine is trying to take a look at more of the internal side of what's going on with your body. So your blood work, your hormones, your micronutrient levels, making sure that those are balanced and well-balanced without using medications to do so, usually supplementation. Most of the time people have an imbalance and they're not even aware of it. And you're mostly noticing it as maybe not sleeping so well, maybe not feeling so well, low energy, hair loss, weight gain, those kinds of things. Those are typical signs of imbalances in your body.
Yeah, but I just had an amazing blood workup done, had the big physical top to bottom, inside and out. My numbers came back awesome. Mm-hmm. How can I be worrying about that stuff? Why doesn't that show up there?
Usually what you want to do is meet with a specialist. When you typically go to your primary care, when they do these types of tests, they're just looking for the average range. So as long as you're within this window, you're fine, you're good, you're okay. It's nothing you need to worry about, but maybe it should be. Usually you want to be hearing optimum, great, maximum. Those are the words you want to be hearing from your doctor, not average, within range.
For the past 10 years, I have been, heck, for the past 15 years, 20 years, I have been right on the cusp of having to be worried about higher cholesterol, higher sugar in my blood, that sort of thing. But because I haven't had the non-optimum reading, I haven't worried too much about that.
Mm-hmm. But you should. It's something you always want to consider because after a certain age, it may start to snowball and turn into worse and worse results.
And once you hit that age and once that snowball starts, it's pretty tough to pull it back?
It is. I always want to recommend to everybody to be proactive and get ahead of it. And most people aren't. They wait until something's an issue before they deal with it. And at that point, it's that much harder to deal with. So it'd be so much better to get ahead of this and just better safe than sorry. Be proactive and get these things checked now.
Okay, which is more important, exercise or what you put into your body? I don't like to use the word diet. Let's go with nutrients.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and I don't think it's necessarily one or the other. And as I had mentioned in the past, I think it's understanding that there's more to it than nutrition and exercise. It's functional medicine. It's maybe meeting with your primary care. It's physical therapy. It's looking at your supplementation. There's so many factors, and at Rejuve, we can look at most of these things. The average fitness facility or clinic can't, you know, fully integrate all these aspects of health and wellness.
What about the importance of metabolism, and how do I know that my metabolism is where it needs to be?
You could do a metabolic test. That would be a great starting point, and come into Rejuve and get your basal metabolic rate checked to see how many calories your body can actually burn. Most of the time, people don't consider metabolic rate as a factor of their journey with health and wellness or weight loss or whatever their goals may be, but it is something you should consider, because if you're off by 100 calories a day, that's 3,000 calories a month. That's almost 2 days worth of food that you maybe ate too much of or not enough of. A lot of people don't eat enough calories and they gain weight.
You know, folks are so wrapped up in the diet thing, the exercise thing. Isn't it more of just coming to grips with where you are in your life and where you want to be 5 years, 10 years from now?
Yeah, it's unrealistic to think, oh, I'm going to get back into that old high school weight, right, or whatever it may be.
Right.
You know, your body changes as you age. Your bone density increases. Your natural weight's going to go up. So I don't think you need to be thinking so much about the past, but more so looking towards the future. And where do you want to be 2 years from now? Do you want to feel better? Do you want to look better? Both? You know,
yeah.
What are your goals really going to be?
One of the things that we talked about off air was Lean Boost. Can you tell me what is Lean Boost all about?
Yep, Lean Boost is an injection that we do in our clinic. It is geared towards patients that are struggling with low metabolism, struggling to lose weight, have fatty livers and a lot of toxins introduced into their daily routine and into their nutrition. You know, people who take a lot of medications or eat a lot of processed foods, there's a lot of products in there that really are damaging to your liver. So a Lean Boost is a glute push, so an injection that can help stimulate your metabolism through micronutrients and help cleanse your liver a little bit. And in turn, people can lose weight from this.
Can you tell me what someone's first day of working out with a trainer would be like here at Rejuve? Because I think some folks may have a misconception. They may be a little afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think you could talk about that you've been training.
Yeah.
But it's different for everybody. It's based on your goals. Usually the first time you meet with somebody is very just meet and greet. Let's sit down. Let's talk about what your goals are. Let's see what your daily routine is like. And we can try to revolve what our routines are going to look like around your life or potentially your budget, whatever we need to do long term, right? Because that's a big factor for a lot of people. Everything costs money. So we want to make sure that it's not a stress, because exercising should be fun and a stress reliever, and it shouldn't be stressful. So it may look a little bit different for everybody, but it's all going to eventually lead towards the same thing, which is hitting somebody's goals.
It is certainly not a one-size-fits-all program here at Rejuve Medical. I would go as far as to say it is up to everybody's individuality. What they want to do is what's going to happen here at Rejuve Medical. What you put in is what you're going to get out.
Correct. It's my job to make sure that everybody is pointed in the right direction, whether it's a service here at Rejuve or not. And we can typically fill in most of those gaps with these types of patients, because there are so many services and so many aspects to health and wellness that most people don't have access to at their traditional clinics or the fitness centers that they go to. So it's just, again, understanding that there's more out there than you may be aware of. There's maybe some things covered by your insurance that you're not taking advantage of, because that's a big one, too. You're paying that monthly premium for your health insurance, and you only use it when you need it. There's some things that you should be proactive with on your health insurance. You're paying for it. You should use it. So it's things like that I want to educate people on.
All right, Jake, we have talked about a ton of things, as always, whenever we get these conversations rolling.
Yeah.
What would you like people to take away from our conversation today, and how can they get in touch with you here at Rejuve?
They can always give us a call at our main line, 320-217-8480, and you can just ask for me. My services, what I do is free, a consult. Just come and talk to us and understand what your options really are, because there's so many more options nowadays in health and wellness than most people are even aware of.
All right, one more time, Thanksgiving hours at Rejuve Medical.
6 a.m. to 8 a.m.